This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for March the 31st. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Ephesians, chapter 4, verse 32. It says there, "Instead, be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, just as God has forgiven you, because you belong to Christ." End of quote. There is always a possibility that bad things could happen to you. People can hurt you. The circumstances of life can cause pain, sorrow, and frustration inside you. It can bruise you deeply. However, remember this truth. What happens to you is less important. How do you respond finally determines all. You see, you do not have control over other people and things. Keep in mind, you have total control over how would you respond. The truth described in the Bible helps people to figure out how to respond based on God's priorities. Very applicable truth when the world is faced with a widespread pandemic like ours today. So many demands in our lives and so many choices. You see, you can't satisfy all the demands. You need to respond based on God-given priorities and relax at the end of the day. God is honored although you can't satisfy all the people around you. It is impossible. However, you need wisdom from God to shuffle through it all. Our response to what happens leads us to victory or failure in life. Your attitude is the string you have control over, nothing else. Our today's insight reminds the one attitude that always wins. What is it? The attitude of kindness, tenderheartedness, honoring and forgiving. When we develop this attitude, nothing can beat you or cause you to fail. You see, as human beings, we don't have the ability in ourselves to be kind to each other. Keep forgiving and continue honoring, although it hurts you deeply. The Bible says God gives us the ability if you pray and lean on Him every day. Every day, remember how much God has forgiven you. Give thanks and praise to Him. God forgave you much. Our insight says you belong to Christ because God forgave you all of your sins in the person of Jesus Christ. Also, you belong to God, the Father in heaven, because He brought you with a price, the price of the blood of Christ, His Son. You do not belong to yourself, 1 Corinthians 6:20. This awareness and knowledge empower you to become kind, tender-hearted, and keep on forgiving. You see, you can fight and quarrel all day. You can keep grudge in your heart without being kind and forgiving. The choice is yours. At the end of the day, the person who suffers is just you. However, when you forgive and show kindness, no matter what happens to you, you are the conqueror, not a victim. Beloved, how Jesus became the number one conqueror? Did you ever think about it? So much evil and bad things happened to Him when the Son of God, Jesus, came down to this world to die in your place for your sins. Did He keep grudges? Was He forgiving? Even Pilate announced to the chief priest and the crowd. He said, "I find no basis for a charge against this man," about Jesus. Luke 23:34. Matthew 24:24 says, "Pilate took water and washed his hands in front of the crowd, and he said, 'I am innocent of this man's blood,' he said. It is your responsibility," he added. When he was even crucified for no mistake of his own, what was the response of Jesus? He said, "Father, forgive these people." Jesus said, "For they do not know what they are doing." The Bible says God forgave all your mistakes and sins because you accepted His Son, Jesus, as your Savior. This knowledge helps you to become kind, tender-hearted, and forgiving. Apostle Paul says in 1 Corinthians 9:27, I harden my body with beating my body and bring it under complete control. Another translation says, "I strike a blow to my body and I make it my slave," end of quote. We have to control our attitudes and actions to show forth the glory of the one who saved us. Is it a challenge? Yes, of course it is. In the end, the more we discipline ourselves to bring forth Christ's character, the more victorious we become, the happier and joyful we become. No one else can do it for you. Only you can do it. Only I can do it. Listen to God's counsel. Instead of grudge, anger, and retaliation, be kind to each other, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, just as God has forgiven you because you belong to Christ. What a moment for today's prayer. Pray after me. Father in heaven, help me to develop kindness, tender-heartedness, and forgiving attitude in me, Lord. I know Jesus was kind, tender, and forgiving, even amid severe agony, even on the cross. I believe Jesus died for my sins and shortcomings. I invite Him to come to my life, save me, and impart in me these divine virtues every day and all day. I need it. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.